when I was praying about the service, and Laverne kept talking about completion, and I think she mentioned the number 7. And I want to read you this, and then I want to elaborate on it a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place today. Hallelujah. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place today. Hallelujah. But what the Holy Spirit gave me this morning was, this is a month where you will step into new beginnings and see the completion of things. Doors that have been closed will suddenly be open in this season. I'm touching the hearts of those that you've been concerned about, and a turnaround in relationships you will begin to see. Sons and daughters that have been estranged, they will begin to turn homeward again. Those of you who have sown my word into their lives, that word will begin to take root, and you will begin to see the change as I begin to renew those relationships. Well, you see, you're my sons and my daughters, and you belong in my kingdom, and being part of that kingdom because of the blood covenant that you have with me, you receive the blessings of that kingdom. And for you see, may I remind you that all is well in my kingdom. All is well in my kingdom, and there is no lack in my kingdom. When I got to thinking about the month of September, and we'd come out of the month of August, and we understand, I don't get into biblical numbers and all that stuff very much. I would begin to think about the month of August, which means the month of new beginnings. And it was after the month of September, I'm like, okay, now that we're into the month of September, what's going on? And as I begin to think about it, I remember reading one time, according to the Roman calendar, before they come and changed it, the month of September was actually the 7th month, which we know the number 7 means completion. So I just hear the Lord saying that this is the month of new beginnings. As you have stepped out, you're stepping into a season where you're going to see the completion of some things. And as I begin to think about the word estranged, I looked that up, and it actually means when a husband and wife is estranged from each other. But as I got to thinking about it, I got to thinking about it's about relationships and how that God has favored families, and it's his idea for families to prosper and to be part of this kingdom to spread the word in this earth now. So what God wants you to know, if you have sons and daughters and children that you've even mentored and that you have raised and that you've sown into, he wants you to know that this is the season that he's bringing those relationships together, that he's bringing families together, that they're no longer going to be estranged, but they're coming back to the household of faith and the things that you have taught them. Because the Bible says that his word doesn't go out void, but it's going to accomplish its purpose sooner or later. And those children have gone out, those sons and daughters have gone out looking for relationships in everything but the thing that you have taught them. And God wants you to know, do not give up. Do not lose heart, because this is the season they're bringing them back home, and you're going to see them fulfill the purpose and destiny that they were brought into this earth for. So he says, don't give up on them. Amen. And Father, I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every mother's heart, their heart cry today, God, for that son and that daughter, Lord, that they birthed into this earth, God, that connection that a mother has with her children, God. I pray for that mother today, Lord, that they don't grow weary in praying and giving up, Lord, but you have given us your word today that says this is the season that you're bringing them back home, that this is the month of completion in their lives, God. And we call your sons and daughters from afar. We thank you for the people that you have placed in their lives, God, that given them a word that has sparked that word inside of them, that is bringing them back to the remembrance of who they belong to. And I thank you for the restoration of those relationships with their mothers and their fathers, God. And I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, that we're going to begin to see the restoration of those relationships. And I just want to share one more thing with you this morning about the Holy Ghost. How many is baptized in the Holy Ghost this morning? With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Thank God for tongues. But the Holy Spirit showed me something this morning. I wasn't going to share it, but I feel compelled to share it today. You know, when you got saved and you got born again, you gave up all your rights to be at the Lord's command. You don't have a right to be angry. You don't have a right not to forgive. You gave up your rights to live according to the code, which is the Word of God. Amen. And there was a situation, there's more than one, but particularly one that I had really grown weary with, and I was just beginning to get aggravated. And I began to say, I just want to get mad and just tell some people off. And it's a family situation. If you just let me get mad for a second, it'll make me feel better. And I realized I couldn't. No matter how hard I try, I could not call these people and tell them what I thought. And what came to my mind was, you have been constrained or restrained by the Holy Ghost. And what I heard God saying is, some of you have wanted to get angry about situations. And I even heard some of you, even maybe not here, but listening by the internet today, you have filed for divorce and something has constrained you from signing those papers. You have wanted to do some things, and there's a job that you have wanted to quit, but you can't, and you don't know why. Oh, hallelujah. This is a word for you today, church. And you've got aggravated and you've wanted to quit. You've wanted to give up. There are some of you that have wanted to quit this church because you thought things weren't going the way that they ought to go. And they ought to please you. But you gave up your right. Amen. If you're listening today and you used to be part of this body and you went away because you got angry, you got upset because things weren't going your way. God did not release you from that covering. You released yourself. And when God places you in a house, if things do not go your way, and if things are not pleasing to you, you keep your mouth shut. You pray in the Holy Ghost, and He will restrain you. Hallelujah. And so I begin to think and to praise God for the restraining and the constraining power of the Holy Ghost, that He keeps you from making stupid choices. He keeps you to quit saying stuff and to quit doing stuff. And you wondered why you couldn't. It's because you're favored by God. And you've got the Holy Ghost inside of you that keeps you restrained. I can't remember the scripture where it's at, but the time that Paul and him wanted to go somewhere to preach or minister or something. And they couldn't go because the Holy Ghost said no. And sometimes He'll say no. Amen. So it's okay. If you're just compelled, you just can't do it. Hallelujah. Don't be upset at yourself because you can't do it. It's the Holy Ghost saying, just be quiet and wait on me and let me be God. Amen. Because, you know, when you get mad and you get upset and you quit something, you know what's going to happen? The devil's going to bring in that condemnation. He's going to bring in the way you should have, you could have, you shouldn't have. You must not really be saved. Amen. So begin to thank God for the restraining, the whatever power of the Holy Ghost that keeps you, hallelujah, that keeps you in a position, in relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory God. Amen. We're going to take prayer requests now before. Are you all finished with prayer?